Well, once again from Studio B, it's time for another guest, and we have a gentleman here who is a fencing instructor. Is that correct?
That's right. Mm-hmm. I'm a fencing instructor.
you teach people the art of fencing?
That's right. I teach rapier, swords, heavy swords, mace things, and all the different various sword things.
Mm-hmm. En garde?
Yeah.
Now, I notice, sir, that you have a very high voice.
Yes, I used to have a very low voice, but it was an accident. When I was fencing, one of the accents I had caused my vocal cords me to have a high voice.
Well, don't they usually use little tips on the ends of the rapier?
Yeah, but that can make you smart too, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the things that you have to have to be a good fencer? Is it dexterity?
Two arms is good, and dexterity, and
parrying and thrust.
That's
isn't that
right. I've always, right. Mm-hmm. I've always loved to be a fencing instructor. Mm-hmm. Even when I was a kid, I used to fence with my grandmother's canes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Things of that nature.
Let me ask you this. In conclusion, can you really make a living as a fencing instructor?
No, I have to moonlight at a health restaurant. I use a rapier-like sword to slice eggs over the weekend.
And thank you very much for being with us right here from Studio B.